Welcome to World Cafe, Words and Music from WXPN. Once again, I'm David Dye. Although the band Cotton Jones are making their World Cafe debut today with their debut album Paranoid Cocoon, this is not the first appearance for the musical duo that makes up the heart of this band, Michael Now and Whitney McGraw, who also made music together as Paige France. They grew up as childhood friends in rural Western Maryland, and I asked Michael if perhaps without the personal and musical relationship that the two of them enjoy, he might not even be making music.
Not in this way. I don't know. It's comfortable for both of us, I think, singing together and kind of helping each other move along and doing it. Yeah.
Now, there have been many bands who have made albums over the years that have been very different from album to album. I'm curious as to what it was about Paige France that made you want to shift name and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of it just had to do with, we released the Family Telephone, and we spent a lot of time on the road on that and Hello Dear Wind, and I just feel like with that that band, we kind of did what we wanted to do. It was like we just didn't really sure we probably could have called I could have called this a Paige France record, but something didn't feel right about it, and so we just continued to move in a slightly different direction, and then
it's
not a whole lot of reasoning.
Well, you're singing differently, the songs are a little different, the way you approach things are different.
I think I'm understanding, like, a lot of it is just kind of taking, all right, starting from the end of a learning process in a way, and so it's kind of fresh, not like discarding or discounting, what I've done or what we've done in the past, but it was a nice way to kind of start.
How old were you when you began Paige France?
I think like maybe 18 or 19.
I think I was 17. So yeah. Probably 19.
Yeah.
So learning process probably makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It's really a learning process.
Those are kind of years when you figure some things out.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, these records are just wonderful kind of pillows of records, and we love them. And these songs, these new ones, and I'd love to hear what they sound like live. This is more stripped down than normal, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Cool. So what do you want to start off with?
Blood Red Sentimental Blues.
I just thought I'd tell you all the demons have been slain. There's no need for hesitation. I've been rearranged, but now they've got me wondering what to do. Oh, the blood red sentimental blues. Strumming your guitar, though I could hardly see your face, you've got a mouth all full of stars. You better spit them out now. Well, I just thought I'd tell. The day. strumming your guitar. Though I could hardly see your face, you've got a mouth all full of scars.
That sounds great. That is Cotton Jones playing live for us today. The debut full length out is Paranoid Cocoon, which is one of those two words leaning in different directions, yeah. kind of thing. You're Led Zeppelin. Some people have been pointing to Cotton Jones as being, making sure you were happy in your life, because it seems a more down tempo, obviously, than what Paige France was doing.
Yeah.
Is that at all relevant? Does what you're doing in your life or how you're feeling express yourself in this, or is it just your musical interests?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think we're more influenced by, like, really, a lot of the record was written in Cumberland, Maryland, and it's really, it's really chill. It's very, you kind of just sit, you really just sit and watch things happen, and that's kind of that's probably a lot of the reason the songs came out that way. And it was just easier to focus on the vocal melodies that way, with just some soft rhythms happening in the background. And I'm not a huge, like, rocker, myself. Mm. So it was just kind of easier to do.
Well, it's great to hear even more stripped down here today. It's kind of cool. Who's playing with you? Who's here besides Owen?
This is Chris Morris on the drums, Greg Bender on the bass and singing, and Todd Gowans is playing the Omni chord.
And or he will be. He hasn't.
Yeah, he'll be playing the
Omni. Hasn't touched it yet. Cotton Jones, our guest today, and Michael, what do you want to do next?
Gone the Bells.
Gone the bells, gone the bells, all the morning bells. Gone the bells, gone the bells, all the morning bells. Orange light, you're passing the night in a dream, on a dream, only beautiful. Well, I was looking for your heart through the flowers in the park. Oh, the flowers in the park. Oh, the flowers in the park. And all the chickens at the moon, they're always shaking in the dark. Then I was shaking in the dark. Now I'm a chicken to the dark. We're gone the bells, gone the bells, all the morning bells. Gone the bells, gone the bells, all the morning bells. Mm-hmm. was looking for your heart through the flowers in the park. Oh, the flowers in the park. Oh, the flowers in the park. I was looking for your heart through the flowers in the park. 4 hours in the park. 4 hours in the park.
Gone the Bells, another one from Paranoid Cocoon, Cotton Jones, our guest live today on the World Cafe. And Whitney, I don't think I ever asked you how you and Michael first got together musically. How did you meet each other?
We met when I was probably in like the eighth grade, and we were friends, and just, I don't know, it just kind of happened. Mike lives in has a really musical family, and just was just what we did. I started singing while he was playing guitar, just cover songs that we knew, and just eventually evolved into trying to live that way, I guess.
Right. Did your family, who's musical in your family? What's
that like? My father is a guitar player, and my mom is a wonderful singer.
Yeah. And what kind of music?
Mostly gospel songs. And my dad used to play in a rock and roll band called The Fury in his high school days. And so he's a rock and roller and a gospel singer.
Wow. The Fury, what a great band name.
Yeah.
That in a horror movie, I suppose.
But, both ways.
Cotton Jones are playing live. And what do you want to do next?
We'll do a song called Cotton and Velvet.
Still
Cotton Jones playing live today, and that is Cotton and Velvet. We got time for one more. What would you like to finish up with?
All right, this song is called Up a Tree, Went This Hard I Have.
Well, all around went this head of mine. I was scratching out the view. Come the light, come alive, come the light, come alive through the forest of my blues. Well, someone I know had a foot inside my shoe. Well, shake me up, shake me up, shake me up, shake me up. I gotta get to something new. Come the bells, come the morning bells. Something talking in my ear. Gotta move, gotta move, gotta move, gotta move, gotta get on out of here. Well, I heard the train again, again. Been hearing it for years. Come the bells, come the morning bells. Something talking in my ear. Come the morning bells, come the morning bells, come the morning bells, come the morning bell. Well, come the morning bells, come the morning bells. Up a tree went this heart I have, such a sentimental hour. Took a stroll, took a stroll, what a stroll, I was sniffing on the flowers. Some song I know I knew was crawling up my neck. And again, and again, and again, and again.
Up a Tree with This Heart I Have. That is Cotton Jones from their debut album, Paranoid Cocoon. I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. It's produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. You can always hear more of our World Cafe sessions at our website, which is at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thank you for spending your time with the World Cafe.